Kate Manahan is next.
Good morning, Representative Brenner, Tucker Committee. Thank you very much for having me. I prepared and submitted testimony. My name is Kate Manahan, and I live in Kennebunk currently. I'm not going to read my testimony because I think you've heard most of it today. I'm a social worker by trade, and I happen to have lived in Fairfield on a farm when I was having babies. And then now we live in Kennebunk, where we were serving up PFAS water from Farmer Stone's farm when they were developing bodies. So this is a really deeply personal issue for me. I'm so moved by the speakers today and also by the committee's respect for the people who have spoken. I also want to respect your time and very much appreciate how you are doing business during this time of COVID. I would like to take a moment just to say we have some solutions. I like the idea of using the Anson Madison wastewater facility to actually filtrate the water. If we have the ability to purify the water before returning it to the Penobscot River, and we don't take that action step, that would raise really deep environmental justice concerns for me, which I've heard echoed on the board already, and I'm gratified to hear. If we can build a filter and we don't, would that just be considered neglect, or would that be outright violence to be poisoning the food of people downstream who rely on that? A filter was installed in my town's PFAS-tainted water supply when it was needed. I believe that was in 2019 in Kennebunk. I don't know the names of the filtration systems, but it has been done. And the people of the Penobscot Nation have been pleading for help as they're exposed to this terrible burden of environmental degradation and corruption of their way of life due to toxins being poured into the water from our leachate. So I am in strong favor of not waiting till the 2025 time that the EPA suggests to then start moving forward on filtration. We really can't wait. I think I agree with Lori Gramlich that the time is now. Thank you very much for hearing my testimony. And if you haven't seen it, there's a 6-minute video put out by Sunlight Media Collective on this very topic that I think could be edifying as well.
Thank you so much. Any questions for Kate Manahan? All right, not seeing any. Thank you for joining us.